So I'm joined in the studio now by the Red Paintings. How are we doing, guys?
Good. We just finished a gig at Coco's in London and it was absolutely nuts. And I'm feeling very exhausted at, I'm going to say 9 a.m. in the morning. It'd be really cool. But yeah, it's good to be here. It's a nice country you have.
Yeah, it's not too bad, is it? The weather's a bit colder over here, though.
To Australia? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's a cool. Tad.
Well, Alex here plays violin. She lives in London and tours with us. And so she's used to it, aren't she?
Let's have one of your session songs then to start us off. This is the Red Paintings with Cinema Love.
1, 2, 3, 4, go, rocko. I'm alone, no one's there. Why does it have, why does it have to be? Be like this, I don't want it, I can't afford this. So why can't I be pure? Why can't I be pure? Did my creature die to please you? It's emotionless inside. Conscious shadows, dark-skinned animals. It's all for the best, my cinema friend. So why can't I be pure? Why can't I be pure? And I can't handle, I can't handle, I can't handle. So why can't I be pure? Why can't I be pure? So why can't I be pure? Why can't I be pure? Did my creatures die to please you? Did my creatures die to please you? It's emotionless inside, it's emotionless inside. Won't somebody come and find you and me here? Everybody knows that all those good things go to. So why can't I be pure? When will my heart fall in dismay? When will my heart be lure? Why can't you see it's just a dream? In the darkest colors of your ocean, where's the good things? Where's only your Virgin Marys now? And I don't need colors of your ocean, cause of my mind I'm colorblind. Why can't I be? Why can't I?
Sound of the Red Paintings there with Cinema Love. So how did you guys get together then?
I had an idea for a band and I spent a good 12 months on paper working out what it was I wanted to do, and then I went out and achieved it, I guess, and found musicians from all around the world and pulled them together. And it's like I changed the lineups a lot. It's very hard to keep a band together, so the lineups changed, but ultimately, yeah, recorded an album and here we are today.
Yeah. So you were actually speaking to me off air about the album and the whole concept behind it and the video for Wasps as well. Do you want to talk to us about that?
I created the music videos except one on this album. I just had a vision in my head and I didn't want it to be disrupted by other people's visions of my music and my ideas. So I just went and did it. And it took me 5 years to make it all. And it was a massive ordeal and a pain in the ass. And financially these days it's so hard to create big visions, find it like without an institution behind you, and these days record labels don't get behind bands like they used to because the money isn't there and blah blah blah, we all know the story. But I achieved something where I set out to create this huge album with orchestras and theremins and French horns and the whole lot, and my fan base became my management company, and they helped me finance around the world the recordings And when we got into Strife, the fans would get together and come up with new ideas how to raise money, and it was quite an incredible experience. So it's a band that's like almost the community is making it survive.
Yeah.
And without that, there wouldn't be a band for sure, because we don't have industry support, so to speak. So
yeah, that is the only problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really a problem. If anything, it like you turn something into a positive where you become a different band to an industry band, so to speak. Like our band is very raw and very real, and the things that we talk about are what other people wish other bands would talk about, maybe like the animal rights stuff and political stuff and human rights and blah blah blah. But and even like suicide, we have a lot of suicide issues with the band where fans have committed suicide and family and friends have come to us for comfort, and it's been a crazy band to be inside, actually.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy the music. You played us a couple of songs earlier and they sound absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's nice to see a band doing what a band should be doing, not playing like dubstep and all of this, where it's all on the computer.
Well, everyone into themselves, right? Well, don't Muse do dubstep now? They were cool. I think their last album was a bit dubstep.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I'm not a big fan of Muse myself, but it's nice to hear proper musicians coming in.
That's
the album,
pretty good.
Coming in and having to tune up your instrument.
A proper musician. I've never been called that before. Actually, I'm not very good at what I do. I just kind of do it, but thank you.
No
These
worries.
Guys are great on the strings.
So with the album, what have you got planned for the next release? Wasps is obviously the latest one. Have you got another one in the pipeline?
Yeah, there's four singles on the album. The next one is You're Not One of Them, which is just getting released now and seem to be doing the rounds around the world. But Wasps is really taking off in America, and we got an American tour like 12 hours after this European tour. Like, it's just becoming nuts for us. And it's the lifestyle. You kind of work very hard to be inside, but when you're in it, there's still things you complain about, and it's not easy. Like, I think a lot of people think, oh, you're in a band, you're touring, it's so amazing, you're so lucky, but it's hard work.
Yeah.
Especially right now, we're doing a lot of support packages, so we're the warm-up band, and there's that fear of, like, people are going to hate you and then boo you off stage, and we've been very lucky that people have taken to us, and they're buying our merch, and there's a lot of love in the air, so we're very grateful for that.
Yeah. So what gigs have you got planned for the rest of the European tour?
Oh man, I don't have it in front of me. Do you know?
Yes. Yep. We play in Norwich tonight, or today.
Yep.
And then we're in Edinburgh, up to Edinburgh, followed by Wolverhampton, Manchester, Bristol, Amsterdam, Paris, and Frankfurt.
Not too bad then. And who are you supporting on these ones?
Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Oh, I do know.
We've done a world tour with them. Well, we did Australia, America, and now we're doing Europe, UK, Russia. And then we do our own headline tour starting in February. So we're actually coming back here, playing in February, a headline show.
I have to get you back down then for another few songs.
Yeah, you know, what's really important to talk about is the fact that we have painters and human canvases on stage.
Yeah.
And they're always local artists. So people submit their artworks, and then we market their artworks to our fan base around the world, to our community. And some people have been getting commissioned for their art, just
really?
By being a part of what we do. And making money from us, and then we get these artists on stage, and they're just phenomenal. Like, they create these masterpieces in 45 minutes, and just reflects our energy and our stage costuming and the vibe of the band, and it's quite a sight to see.
Yeah, so it's quite a big like live performance then.
Yeah, I think the Red Paintings, if you summed it up, would be like an art performance musical project. It's not just a typical, hey, I'm in a band like Jet or Wolfmother and we're ripping off the 80s bands and we're wearing leather again. Like, we actually wanted to do something that was a little bit forward of its time, which is very hard because everybody's kind of done everything. And
yeah,
it's like rock and roll is yesterday's thing, I feel.
Yeah.
And like, I guess I wanted to create a project that took a few mediums and pulled them together. Nothing that unique, and just see if we can create something that people feel like, oh yeah, cool, it's a little bit different to the norm, you know, I want to check it out. Because the competition in bands these days is like millions, right?
Yeah.
So what makes the band you want to see tonight cool to the other one that is on radio and is supposed to be cooler than you? It's very
hard.
Yeah,
that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, it's nice to see bands coming through, and you're obviously starting to make it a bit bigger now and get a name for yourselves. I mean,
yeah, we're noticing it more and more every gig, like, I don't know, it's cool, man. Like, I never thought the band would get out of Australia, and now I'm touring the world. I haven't been home in like 9 months, and living out of a suitcase. If I'm not in hotels, I'm on friends' couches. It's crazy.
Yeah. So you wouldn't change it though, would you?
Sometimes I would, yeah. Sometimes I hate it. Like,
yeah?
it's way too much work. It's soul crushing. But then you do a gig and then you just look at people and they're just in awe. Like, see, the other night people were crying. I stopped the gig and I was like, are you all right? She's like, oh, I'm just so overwhelmed, like so emotional. And I'm like, guess that's why we're here, right?
Yeah. It must be pretty good for you, though, to see what you had, your music getting out onto the big stage sort of thing when you're actually playing it in front of all these people around the world.
Whereas yeah, well, last night we played in London to about 1,000 people, and you know, the response, like I said to everyone, can you sit down on the ground, let's have a chat, and they all sat down. So that's like, yeah, it's really cool because there's a level of Red Paintings where it's about educating and kind of like, not so much debating, but just having a conversation between subject areas.
Yeah.
We're the sort of band that can seem to do that with an audience pretty quickly, because I think they take us as face value. We're not a band that thinks we're better than them, so to speak. Yeah. So, yeah, but heaps of bands do it, man. Like, there's heaps of bands out there probably do what we do and even better, but we just want another one of those bands. So we're getting around doing our thing.
Yeah. Well, it's sounding good.
Can we hear that second track from you then? This is The Red Paintings with Dead Children here from Phoenix FM.
People of Phoenix 98 FM, tonight will be the night that the skies will open and spring forth the divided hands of poison fingers. Let's see everybody. You're not just a duck. You're human. You're human. Go forth. Go forth and thrash. Gas chambers. Diddle, 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 diddle. Children's clothes and showcase toilets move. Your move, they move. Your master told. They are so quiet now. Artificial limbs, suitcases, and showcase fetus in a jar. Angels breath. Yourself was nothing to me, nothing to me, and oh my God, no, oh my God, what you said was nothing to me, nothing to own soul.
And where can people go to find more of your music?
Where is it?
Find more of our music.
TheRedPaintings.com is like our new website. Just got launched. It's got everything.
Okay. Yeah. Any other sites? Just so they can. I mean, you got.
Yeah, we have Facebook. So I call it Fadbook. It's a fad. Facebook is The Red Paintings Facebook. We have Twitter. We have all that social media stuff. Every other bloody band has it. And we're just another band in the system. We're going around circles, hoping to break the norm.
Facebook.com/TheRedPaintings.
Yep. Well, thank you very much, guys, for coming in. It's been a delight. And good luck with the rest of the tour.
Thank you.
Rock on.